Baby, a song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Final hour of the Mike McFeely Show rolls on here from the Red Horse Ranch in Fergus Falls, or near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, site of tonight's and tomorrow night's PRCA Rodeo. Our broadcast from here, on the Mike McFeely Show, is sponsored by Ottertail County AIS Task Force. That's Aquatic Invasive Species. They want you to check your boat for unwanted travelers. It's sponsored by Minnesota State Community and Technical College. It's sponsored by Minnesota Motor Company, and it's sponsored by Ottertail Power. And just a programming note or an inside communication here over the airwaves. Daniel, I'm having the same issue with my equipment here that we were having during the break. And so just a heads up, if I cut out, you're going to kind of have to punt for me here for a little bit till we can get rehooked up, okay? All right. We're talking with Marty Barnes now. He's our next guest here. He's with the PRC Rodeo. Actually, he's with the Barnes family that takes care of the stock here at the rodeo. Marty, thanks for joining the program. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's nice to be here.
This is fun. I can feel the excitement now. We're getting closer to that 5 o'clock when the gates open, and it's a big event. There's people running around, scurrying around to get their stuff done. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. And we really enjoy coming here because of the facility and the people that are here. It's genuine, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not just entertainment. You're actually part of the family for the weekend, so we really like it here.
So how is the state of rodeo around the region, around the country? I know that, you know, in North Dakota and in Minnesota, they have high school rodeo, and I don't know if in Iowa, your state, they have that as well, but is the sport of rodeo healthy at the younger levels, and are kids coming up and being interested in rodeo, Marty?
Yes, it is. In 2 weeks, we do a high school rodeo in Iowa, and then following that, the next weekend, we're at the Minnesota State Fair, we do a high school rodeo there. So there are rodeos around. It is getting a little more demanding to get your future contestants because there's so many other extreme things to do.
Yeah.
You know, so those adrenaline junkies, it's easier for them to buy a skateboard and get a rush than it is to get equipment and go find a place to get on a horse or a bull. But I have, I guess, noticed that the ones you do get have more staying power, more quality, more desire. And so that's really important.
Well, you make an interesting point because, you know, when you and I were growing up, and you grew up in a different background than I did, obviously, but, you know, for me it was baseball, football, those types of activities because I was a city kid. But there wasn't really the extreme sports. There wasn't the X Games and all this right. stuff going on. But for even kids out that have the rural lifestyle and the ranch lifestyle, those things have to be attractive to them. And so, like you said, back in the old days, if you will, back in our time, hey, you know, to get on the back of a bronc or something, that was the rush, that was the adrenaline. Now there's an outlet for 100 different things. So it is a challenge, I'll bet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, to battle that, the different state associations do special things. Minnesota has a Build a Cowboy, they call it Build a Cowboy Project. and so they start the kids at a younger age doing different things and doing drills. You just don't put a kid on a bike and send him down the road. You know, same thing, you just don't put a kid on a bull and
sure.
expect him to know what he's doing. And so the association statewide have started doing things because they see that their numbers have gone down. But the ones they get, like I said, are really good quality kids.
What kind of kid does it take to get into rodeo? I would think, first of all, you got to have a little gumption to get on the back of an animal that the size and the power that these guys have. But beyond that, you know, you have to have that first of all. You got to have the guts and the heart to want to do it. But what beyond that, was it take, and how do you get kids interested?
Well, sometimes they say it takes a low grade point average to do rodeo.
Well, talk show host too.
That's so. Right. But you know, actually, it's the reverse of that. You know, you have to be fairly intelligent because there's so much mental to rodeo. You know, you got to be in shape physically, but it's a lot more mentally as far as controlling your body, controlling your emotions and all that kind of stuff, because there's so much that you're flooded with. So you do have to be fairly intelligent, but the desire, that deep burning desire, that's the biggest thing that someone needs, because it takes you a while to learn this sport. You know, I know guys that within a year and a half after starting, they were really competitive and doing good already, and some people might think, gosh, that's a long time. It didn't take me that long to learn how to shoot a free throw.
Sure.
But, you know, me, when I was starting out, people would come watch because I was guaranteed crash. It's going to be a wreck. and I went through that for 3 years. But I had that desire in me that it worked, you know, and then I went on to have a good career after
sure.
that. But no, that is the biggest thing, is that desire. Now, you know, it is hard for kids just to find a spot to go practice. And
yep.
so if they can contact their state high school rodeo association, they'll put them in contact with someone else at rodeos, and they can learn some drills or things like that.
Well, and that's another part of it. You know, when I wanted to play basketball, like you said, I could go out my driveway and shoot free throws. If I wanted to practice whatever calf roping, that takes some things, animals, right, and space and the proper equipment. It's interesting if you think about it that way. You mentioned the physical part, or the mental part of it is a big challenge, but it has to be physical too. I mean, when I see these guys out there doing what they're doing, especially the bull riders, there's some physical skills there too and some strength, right?
Right, and you're not going to see a bull rider that weighs 225 pounds excel at this sport. You're going to be more apt to see a guy weighing 125 to 150 or something like,
yep,
that. And a lot of it is because of the action. Now, if you got 200 pounds on top of a bull, that's like a huge pendulum up there. If you cut off 75, 80 pounds off of that, it's a lot less weight up there to control. But yeah, the physical part, the strength is involved, sure. More important than that to me, though, is flexibility.
Yep.
Flexibility,
yep,
prevents injuries, and you're not going to outpower a one-ton bull or a 1,400-pound horse. But if you're flexible and just have what I call using strength, then you can do this if you're mentally tough.
Do you have to train physically? When you were competing, did you do things outside of the actual rodeo? Did you stretch? Did you lift weights? Did you jog? Did you do any of those things? Or is it just strictly getting in the ring and going and working at it?
Yeah, I did a lot of different stuff. I worked on a farm. I baled hay. I built fences.
Ah, there
I walked,
you go.
Dug post holes.
What am I talking about?
And
lifting
so,
weights.
Yeah,
you
that
worked.
Was my training program because that was what I was at. I was at a farm and a ranch, and we built a mile of fence. Got done the day before I went to Kansas City, Missouri, and I won the American Royal. And at that time, it was the biggest rodeo in the fall. And I was in shape because I've been carrying weights and all that. I wasn't pumping iron. I was lifting a different weight. But today's guys, they are I can't say the percentage, but there's a large percentage of them that are rodeo athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not raised on a ranch, and they might be a town kid or they might be a country kid, but still, they're going to town. They're working. They're working out. I mean, they're lifting weights. They're running. They're stretching. And so it is the old time guys where they'd blow into town and stay for 3 or 4 days and tear the town up and Wild West. You know, those days are kind of gone because those kind of guys don't have longevity in this sport. And
sure.
You know, so they won't.
How long did you? How long did you compete?
25 years.
Oh
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, I rode Saddle Bronx, and
whoa.
So.
And not to, do you feel it every day?
No, I don't. No, I don't really. And that does surprise me because I see a lot of guys that are played football, you know, mm-hmm, semi-pro basketball, and their knees are toast. But God bless me. You know, I had a lot of injuries. You know, broken bones and all that. And you don't think about it. You know, you're not focused. You're focused on a winning ride, and all of a sudden you broke your leg. Well, okay, that's something I got to heal up before I can go back again. And so then you start focusing on your recovery and those things. So it's just mental stuff. But yeah, God bless me and it kept me healthy, you know, through those things. But I think it was that taking care of your body and what you put in is what's coming out.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, I didn't live on apples and oranges, but I didn't live on Hostess Twinkies either. So all things in moderation.
There you go. Marty Barnes, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He is part of the PRCA Rodeo. The first show is tonight, begins at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 5 p.m. There are still tickets remaining. $15 for adults, $8 for kids 6 to 12, free for children 5 and under. And it's a great family-oriented event. As we've been talking with Kelly, Kenny, and others today, you can have the college friends come down and have some fun and have a couple of beers and have some fun, go to the band afterward and go to the dance. That's when the fun starts. But it's also appropriate for a grandma and grandpa to bring their, yeah, grandkids. It runs the gamut. It's clean family fun. It's all-American fun. I would suggest coming on down from Fargo-Moorhead or Alec or Park Rapids and check it out. What are people going to see, Marty, if they come to the program tonight or come to the show tonight? What are they going to see?
Well, the first thing I noticed is the facility. You know, it's, mm-hmm, awesome. They do have stadium seating on one side, but the other side's a hillside. So, golly, throw in a blanket and have a picnic, you might say, or a lawn chair and sit up high. But it's really unique, the facility itself. But as far as the rodeo goes, it'll be about 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes, maybe 2.5 hours, depending on the amount of contestants. And you know, there's always things with animals you can't predict.
Mm.
But there'll be rough stock events, bareback riding, sidewalk riding, bull riding, which is a timed event. I mean, excuse me, 8-second ride.
Yep.
The timed events of tie-down roping, team roping, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. There's 7 events. In between those events, there's specialty acts, there's clowns. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's like NASCAR. You want to see a wreck, you just don't want to see anybody get hurt. And so looking at our contestant list, there's a lot of potential there for X, but there's even more potential for some really high scores.
Do guys get reputations that this guy is going to put on a heck of a show, or this guy, pretty good chance there's going to be something happening when he's doing his thing?
Yes, there is. You know, and you can look at the matchup of the horses and the bulls. You know, just like a basketball team. You know, when you get to NBA finals, this guy's going to be on LeBron, or this guy's going to be on D-Wade. Those things, when you get those matchups, it really, something's going to happen. It's going to be either the guy's going to be really high score, or he's going to be zero, because he's an aggressive type person.
Yep.
And that's what you have to be in rodeo. If you're not aggressive and going for the win, you can get a score, but you won't make a living doing it.
I'll bet the animals have different personalities too, and different things that they do, right? And I assume that over time you rotate animals in and out, but these guys probably compete enough with some of these animals around the circuit that do they get to know some of them and say, oh boy, this is not going to go well for me, or oh God, I know exactly what he's going to do. Does it work like that?
They do. They really do. And all the horses here, we've raised there at the ranch. There's a 4-year-old or 5-year-old here that really, really is having a good year. We just started using him. And there's some horses here that are 15, 18, 20 years old. So usually the animals have just as long or longer career sometimes than the cowboys. But, there's certain horses that have a certain style of bucking, and just like guys have a certain style of riding. And sometimes those mesh, and sometimes it's like oil and water. And you'll see those matchups, and you just think in your mind, like, oh, gosh, this isn't going to be good. But then those guys will jump out, you know, to accept that challenge, and they'll do good. You know, so they've crossed that hurdle that's been holding them back.
There's just something cool about rodeos and cowboys, isn't there? I mean, it's your life. It's been your life your whole life, Marty. But for me, again, as somebody who's not been part of this, I have a smile on my face the whole time. Down.
Yes, there is. And it's because of that camaraderie. You know, you're trying to beat somebody else to get the money, because there's only four guys here in each event that win anything. Yep. There's 75 barrel racers entered or something crazy like that. And so in that event, there'll be 6 or 7 ladies that win money. All the rest of them don't. They paid their way to get here. They paid their entry fees, and they go home empty-handed. But that camaraderie is, gosh, I want my buddy to do good. Now, of course, I want to beat him by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost is me against that animal. I don't got to worry about beating anybody if I can't beat that horse or that bull first.
Yep.
And so, you know, that competition is really neat. You have to focus on your opponent, which is the animal, but on paper, it's your score versus another guy.
Nice,
so.
Nice. All right, Marty, thank you. Thanks for dropping by. I appreciate it. You guys do a great job here at the Red Horse Ranch. You do a great job with providing the stock for the rodeos, so thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Marty Barnes here at the PRCA Rodeo Red Horse Ranch, just outside of Fergus Falls, Minnesota.